campaign finance reform, the DREAM Act, which offers college tuition support to the children of undocumented immigrants, and more money for underperforming schools are just a few of the topics that might be approved under a Senate controlled by Democrats. Governor Cuomo is betting on that happening. He's been more active this election cycle in bolstering Democratic candidates. He spoke at a rally for incumbent Senator George Latimer in Westchester on October 30th.
Pleasure to be with all of my colleagues.
He says at the top of his agenda will be ethics changes to respond to a string of corruption scandals. They have so far been resisted by the Republicans who lead the Senate.
We have one more big piece that we have to do, and that is ethics reform in Albany.
The governor most recently has been pushing for limits to lawmakers' outside income. Both former leaders of the legislature are facing jail time for illegally monetizing their positions as legislators for personal gain. Groups that have long supported ethics reform say Senate Democrats would likely be better on the issue. Jessica Wisniewski is with the group Citizen Action, which is pushing for campaign finance reforms. They include closing a loophole that allows donors to form limited liability companies and bypass rules that set caps on donations to candidates.
There's never a guarantee that you can get anything in Albany, but the likelihood that things will move forward on campaign finance reform is much greater under the Democrats, because many of them have sponsored bills, they've showed their support.
Cuomo has said in the past that he backs public financing of campaigns, but he has not pushed it as actively as he has for some other issues, like raising the minimum wage. Wisniewski, whose group supports public campaign financing, says with Democrats in charge of the Senate, it's more likely that they will respond to what she says is increasing voter demands to get big money out of politics. She says the popularity of the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders, who said his average campaign donation was just $27, is evidence of that.
The public at large is very ready for a deep change of course where they get to be in charge of their elections again. And their small donations matter, not the big-time corporate donations.
Wisniewski says long-stalled criminal justice reforms could also move under a Democratic Senate. She says New York is one of the only states to still sentence 16- and 17-year-olds convicted of felonies to adult prisons.
We are one of two states with North Carolina that has these incredibly outdated laws that put children in adult prison. And so the age has bipartisan support from like DAs, local law enforcement, but it's been blocked for years by Senate Republicans.
Governor Cuomo, while pushing progressive social issues, has also been a fiscal conservative during his tenure in office, and he's relied on Republicans in the Senate to back a property tax cap and a voluntary limit on state spending growth to 2% per year. Democrats, though, traditionally have a reputation of being more open to raising taxes and increasing spending than do Republicans. Cuomo's been warning gatherings of Democratic candidates and their supporters that they, too, should be careful about spending increases or raising taxes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.